brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to open the phones up in the next segment on the opening of the borders and gutting of the country. We're going to get into jobless claims rise as manufacturing growth slows and the great new globalist economy. We're going to look at some of the mental health bills going to different governors' desks that just allow them to take guns basically from anybody. SARS-like virus has high mortality rate in Saudi Arabia. Privacy officials from six countries request details on Google Glasses. This is turning you into a Google agent going around spying for them. People are, you know, you bring the Kinect into your house and pay to have it look through your walls and spy on you and report back to Northcom. Which is GlobalCon. And then, of course, we have the Michael Hastings. The witness is saying his car just blew up all over the road. They blew him up. He said the FBI was following him about 2 hours, hour and a half before his car blew up. So, unbelievable. We're going to be covering that, recapping that, coming up in the hour. We just had David Knight in, about 30 minutes, breaking down the different angles of that. And then we've got a lot of other news. The UN is calling for a global kill switch, and Russia agrees with them. That story is up in the middle column at drudgereport.com. And also, if you click on the top stories tab of Infowars.com, it's already rolled off the main page. That's the only problem with Infowars. So many of our top stories are not long like Drudge, where more can be up there on the front page. It rolls off, and then it's all just so incredible. It's also super creepy. It's like, man, I better hurry up and expose these people and somehow have a breakthrough and back things off before they come for me. You know, they've already come for my name, telling wilder and wilder lies just at a level I've never seen before. They're so angry. We've got reporters that go and take over their press conferences. If they kill me for anything, it'll be sending Dan Bidondi. They might whack him, too, as a message, but probably not. They'd probably come after me if they go after anybody for going and taking over those press conferences. There's a reason hundreds of reporters were at those, and the FBI said, you do not look at his photos, and you do not listen to him. And they all said, yes, sir. And then privately came over and said, we agree with you, but we're all scared. Because they know. They'll just take you around back and blow your head off. I mean, this country is mafia-run. Government runs al-Qaeda. And again, you've got FBI that investigate child kidnappings and bank robberies. They're the light side of the FBI. Joel Skousen can break that down for you. He's had family in the FBI and studied it. And you've got the real operators that sit there and basically let the regular FBI do their paperwork for them. That's the same thing at the ATF, same thing at the CIA, same thing at the NSA. You have the compartmentalized criminal group that now has gotten to be about half or more. Skousen estimates the last few years it's passed the 50-50 mark. I mean, they've killed hundreds of Army investigators and dozens of Marine investigators who would go expose, you know, stealing and thieving going on. And they'll just shoot him three times in the chest and then have the Army coroner say, oh, he shot himself three times in the chest. And if a general tries to stand up, they just kill them. Congressman stands up, like Hightower did that time, and blow up his airplane. I met his son at Charlie Sheen's house. That was pretty interesting. He said he'd come on the show, and then I think I brought his card back. Did we ever call him? Oh, I just can't handle it anymore. It's just so insane. Why? Why do we let the worst people run everything? Don't people get it's not sexy and cool like the movies say, and that corruption grows? Corruption's like locking up 20 dogs in your house with all the food they can eat for a month and coming back. What do you think it looks like? You'll be knee-deep in you know what. And they try to dress it up, gangsterism, and all this is cool. It just makes me want to throw up. It makes me want to throw up as the system shakes down farmers and hardworking people and takes poor people's paycheck to give it to foreign banks and has media propaganda tell them in social envy, class envy, oh, we're taxing to get the rich people. It's so sick as they work overtime. The globalists think of us as scum because we put up with all this. Maybe we are. Maybe humanity deserves to be ruled by a bunch of murderers because we don't put up with it. And that's the attitude of the globalists.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to give out the phone number and get your take on the amnesty plan they're preparing. Evidence indicating Michael Hastings of Rolling Stone that had a big story coming out that was supposedly going to shake the CIA. So his car blew up driving down the street. Witnesses said it was an explosion. The engine went over 50 yards down the street with no fire. Looks like classic car bomb in the dashboard or under the car, bare minimum, type explosion. He said the FBI's after me. The FBI's following me an hour and a half before in a tweet and to WikiLeaks. So, I mean, you're being followed. The feds are after you. Your car blows up. And you've got all these other people, like the Zarnev brother friend who was speaking out. And the FBI comes to his house, shoots him in the top of the head. He's unarmed. Pat Tillman, the list goes on and on. Aaron Schwartz said, I'm going to beat these fake Justice Department charges. I'm getting married. They come to his house and hang him. And then say, we drove him to suicide. The D.C. madam said on this show a month before they hung her in her mother's shed, I will never commit suicide. I will never commit suicide. And then some guy that was proven she didn't even know on the other side of the country comes out and says, she told me she was, with no proof. So if they kill me like that, they'll have someone pop up and say, Alex said he was going to do it. Whoever says that is a liar. Is a liar. They could have a gun to my head saying they'd come after my children if I didn't write a suicide note. I'm not writing nothing. You understand? And I'm never committing suicide. I want that on record. And again, they also haven't killed me yet because they know my media organization is going to come after this investigation and is going to go after it 110%, and no one's going to shut up or stop. We know they're doing the NDAA. That's why Obama wanted, on paper, to be able to say he could kill U.S. citizens anytime he wanted inside of the United States or worldwide. But we won't use it. They are using it. Michael Hastings, award-winning journalist and BuzzFeed reporter, dies at 33. It appears he was driving at a high rate of speed. The scene of the crash, there were no skid marks. The car is not smashed up against a tree, consistent with what's said. It's just up against one, and the engine is down the road. Yeah, no, they blew the car off. And there it is in ABC Local that there's no skid marks. It's just blown into pieces with the engine down the road. People said they heard a huge explosion and saw it burst into flames driving down the road. And we covered all that last hour. It's in Paul Watson's article on InfoWars.com right now. Here's some of the other news up on InfoWars.com. Sheeple waking up to NSA spying, privacy search engines are booming. NSA capable of false flag attacks by Kit Daniels. Now, they're the ones wired into everything. Evidence indicates Michael Hastings was assassinated. Superman goes bad, joins the NSA. It's a satire piece. Got some great graphics in it that our crew put together, by the way, of Superman looking through walls and things. Tell TSA what you think about its surface mode Gestapo. Yeah, now on the streets of America. Cancer survivor wins Supreme Court battle over gene patenting. The dark side of Ray Kurzweil's transhumanist utopia. And then there's Kurt Nimmo's article from last night. Is journalist Michael Hastings a victim of Obama assassination policy? That's some of the news up on InfoWars.com. Let's play a clip from ABC News Local in L.A. Talking about Michael Hastings and talking to witnesses about what they saw and what they heard. Here it is.
Rolling Stone magazine called Michael Hastings a fearless journalist who refused to cozy up to power. His death at 33 came by way of a fire-fueled and explosive crash.
It sounded like a bomb went off in the middle of the night. My house shook. The windows were rattling.
Couldn't have written a scene like this for a movie where the engine flies from the car, which was about, 50, 60 yards up, right down here to this telephone pole.
Ladies and gentlemen, he could be going 150 miles an hour. I've seen a lot of wrecks, especially in a Mercedes, the way they're built. You're not going to have the engine fly down the road. I mean, they could blow up anybody. And people are just told, it just ran into a tree. And then you look, it's been blown off the road, and it's up against a tree. Not sandwiched up against it, not an indent from it. It's just setting up against a tree. Unbelievable. I'd say 95-98% chance they killed this guy. And he says, I'm being followed by the FBI. I've got a big thing coming out that could blow the CIA wide open. And they said, really? Think so, bud? We got something that's going to blow you wide open. And he founded the CIA, OSS, British Intelligence, and Skull and Bones at Yale, which was set up by the British East India Company in 1838. Under the Russell Trust, who had the world monopoly on opium into the West, and who then lobbied to get opium made illegal so they could shut down all their competition in the 1930s. The CIA has always been there to bring the drugs in. The CIA has always been there for the robber barons. People started fighting the robber barons in the 1850s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. Right to the 20s, the robber barons would just show up with a railroad train full of Pinkerton security and others. And it's just like in, what movie is that with Clint Eastwood? Toll-free number to join us, folks, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And we'll start going to your phone calls here in a moment. My point is that it's not High Plains Drifter, but it's kind of a remake of it where Eastwood goes to the mining town. And they want the people to give up their claim where they found gold. The railroad does with the big miner company. And then they send in the detectives to start killing people. Folks, those are true stories. There were hundreds of events like that in Colorado, you name it, but also in New Jersey and places where they would show up with the army, or they would show up with hundreds of Pinkerton or other security guys and just start Gatling gunning towns, just taking property that wasn't even theirs. And people started arming. They called them Sagebrush Rebellion, started killing them. People started beating the army, beating Pinkerton. People started organizing, going, you want to start killing? Let's start killing. And people would also find out who the Pinkerton people's family were and other groups, and they'd go to another state and kill them. Not their family, but the people that ran it. Frontier people started, you know, going, what, you want to hit us? We'll hit you right back. So it all went underground in national security. And then we say, America doesn't kill people. It's like in The Godfather, where Kay says to Michael Corleone, says to him, you know, okay, my dad has people killed sometimes. You know, that's what presidents and senators do. And she goes, Michael, presidents and senators don't have people killed. He goes, who's being naive now? Okay. And see, the argument is, and it's really true, because The Godfather is based on real mafia families, real names. They just changed them. That's on record. Mario Puzo. It's got all the main characters in it who are real people. And when you expand on all of this, the argument is, well, the old mafia just stood up when the police were their own mafia. They would stand up for you. But then notice how that mafia turned into something just as bad or worse. And that's how this gang society operates. And pretty soon, that's all you've got left. Pretty soon, all you've got left is gangs. And then what gang are you in? And then gangs tend to stop working. And everybody joins a gang, and then society collapses. Or they go out and grab the peasants and put them in slave camps to produce for them. But then slave camps aren't very productive. So it gets to the point where even the heads of the countries can't even get good food or good clothing, like North Korea. And they will wreck everything if they have their way. They will wreck everything. Because why shouldn't big corporations, if they have a mafia government, why shouldn't General Electric give every year on average over $100 million to the Democratic Party? They also give the Republican, to have them come in and shut down every power plant they don't own and then double and triple your prices. Why shouldn't they? Why shouldn't we have rolling blackouts now all over the country if we don't have enough infrastructure? Why shouldn't they shut down our factories and pay $20-plus billion of taxpayer money to move General Motors, Volt, Cadillac, you name it, to China? So they can have robots replace the people and have the people go die in the streets starving to death. Not even helping the Chinese. I mean, why not? We'll put up with it. Why not? Because they have disdain for us. You look at Rahm Emanuel, who was the real president, till he got kicked out by some other insiders because he was so arrogant and so mentally ill, reportedly, and sent to be the mob boss in Chicago, where I'm sure he can listen on 1530. He routinely, at Democratic Party events, grabs butcher knives and starts going, just stabbing the table and foaming at the mouth, going, murder everyone, murder, murder the Republicans, murder, murder. And he'll be in meetings with Obama and just go, shut up. And literally, you know, just slap Obama on the arm. Just start stumbling around on a power trip. I mean, this is what runs America. And then he gets up on TV and goes, we're going to have national conscription. Your kids are going to serve in a domestic armed force in America, working for us. I mean, just crazy mafia. Just, your kids work for us. We're going to arm them. And then you get the training manuals, and it's to fight gun owners. I mean, these are just Joe Stalin wrapped in Hitler, wrapped in the gangsters of old. But now they've got satellites and drones and robots and weapons, and they're just running around with jets landing all the kidnapped kids on record, loading them up in Chicago, in Houston. They fly them out to Saudi Arabia, Thailand. Local cops try to expose it. They kill the cops. I mean, they just, you want to know where your kids are going? It's going to these people. I mean, why not? You put up with it. I'm telling you, folks, you got to stand up against these people. They're a bunch of knuckle-dragging gangsters who've got nuclear weapons. God help us.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now is the perfect time to spring clean your body with Supernatural Silver, a non-toxic disinfectant for the body that can be used internally or externally. It helps the immune system by killing the bacteria, viruses, and mold that cause disease. This helps to reduce the workload of your already overworked immune system and allows the immune system to refocus its energy and recharge. Supernatural Silver can help combat over 300 different conditions, and it has the ability to kill over 143 types of bacteria, viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver's patented technology includes advanced scientific research with over 180 scientific studies conducted at independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes. To see how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Free or slaves? Well, we act like a bunch of not mean cowards. Wolves will come. You go out in a field at night and squeal like a dying bunny rabbit. Good chance coyotes are going to come over the hill. And if you roll over on your back and act like you're a prey, they might actually kill you. Coyotes are now killing Americans routinely. Never before happened in recorded history. Only wolves would do that if starving, but people fall down groveling and crying when they see them in a park. They think, well, that's something to eat. And the American people act like a prey animal. And so we're growing predators faster than you can count them. And they tell us how they're doing it for our safety. I'm going to go to your phone calls, but up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, Superman goes bad, joins the NSA. And I like to hijack popular memes to then illustrate that, you know, he has X-ray vision. He's looking through the building there at the lady in the shower. It's not a risque photo. It just illustrates that actually with Kinect systems and smart meters, Kinect can look through your walls and see you in the shower. We should probably add that to the write-up there. But Don Salazar heard me talk about this yesterday and put it out, and our great graphics crew came up with that graphic. They did some others, I guess, they put on the cutting room floor, but they ought to add those to it. And I'm going to send that out on Twitter at Real Alex Jones as well right now. But right now, speaking of right now, let's go to Truth Raider in Oregon. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex Jones and all the info warriors out there in the world. This is the Truth Raider. Get it in your face with the facts. You were talking about amnesty and talking about the borders being wide open. I have an issue with a next-door neighbor. I completely don't want to, you know, have any contact with them. I leave them alone. I go out my back door to avoid them completely. I went out last night to go up to the store, get something to eat. The guy's on the other side of the street heckling me, and he's whistling at me. So I ignore him. I come back, go around the other side of the building on the other side of the street. He's on the other side of the street ready to confront me. They say, hey, what's up? What's up? And I say, I don't want to talk to you. Oh, and then he starts cussing at me. So I said, well, that's what you're doing to me and doing to all of us. I told him I paid $4,000 and moved 1,000 miles to get away from you. I went into one of my Alex Jones rants with him. Oh, I'll call the police. I'll call the police.
Well, what you're talking about, an illegal alien that you think doesn't like you because you're a different skin color?
Well, I think that he knows that I'm trying to avoid them. When I first moved into my apartment here, I tried to be friendly. I said, hello, how are you? And he just gave me a dirty look.
Well, I haven't had problems with the illegals, whether they be from Mexico or Eastern Europe or whatever. My issue is that they tend to vote anti-gun, pro-government, pro-corrupt government, pro-mafia, because that's the cultures they're coming from. Most countries are mafia-driven. America's been mafia-driven, gang-driven. We're trying to get away from that. Not supercharge it, but I think that I haven't had the experiences you're talking about. My experiences with the illegals that make me mad is they're like above the law. We have, you know, crew that live in apartments, some of them, and the illegals are allowed to do whatever they want, but citizens, whether you be white, black, Hispanic, whatever, get the book thrown at you. So I think being in the system, we're seen as chumps by the mafia government, the mafia police. And my issue is, but so, I mean, you're saying you've had experiences, xenophobic experiences towards you because you're not the same as an immigrant group or what?
I'm an American. I've been in the military. I'm former retired military. You know, I fought for the sovereignty and the freedom of this country, and it's being eviscerated. The Constitution and all the due process is being eviscerated. I'm not happy about that. I left California to get away from what's going on down there. I mean, you know, all the host of all the issues concerning illegal aliens, the gangsters, the gang culture, the crime along the border, all of that stuff. Trouble with a relative of mine, an elderly, my stepmother, who had lots of troubles with them for years. They did damage to her property, broke into her place for years.
Now, there's no doubt that there's a crime wave coming out of Mexico, and you're supposed to be politically correct not to talk about it. I mean, Mexico is a collapsed, failed state, and obviously, then, people think they're not liked, and then you think you're not liked, and the body language intensifies that. And I have run into the whole gang culture. And again, you find the gang culture everywhere. You know, I've got family in East Texas, and I've worked there and been there in the summer, and, you know, people come over at the community pool and say, get out of here, you Yankee, because anybody from Dallas must be a Yankee. But I hear you. It's just exactly the gang mentality I'm talking about. And the gang mentality has a way of putting you into it, even if you don't want to be what they call racist. It's really gang or tribal. And if you look at Latin America, Africa, Europe, whatever, you'd have one group of Scots killing the other group of Scots until the English invaded, and then they unify. And in Africa, you'll have animus killing Christians or Muslims killing Christians or vice versa. And it's just what humans do. And the globalists manipulate and play that. I'd rather have a gang that's into science and liberty and freedom and justice and unify around those ideals.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you will be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you can see me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and
question is the establishment flaunting it on purpose that the private Federal Reserve's collection agency, the IRS, is targeting liberty lovers? Are they throwing it in our face that they're assassinating American citizens all over the world for no reason? Are they throwing it in our face that foreign banks are taking $85 billion a month and Congress is told to sit down and shut up and not ask who's getting it? I think the answer is yes. The globalists just can't help but steal everything. Nobody's stopping them. And so they have a method of the madness of just pimp us, break our will, teach us to accept it as we convert to a society of just groveling idiots who worship nothing but hype and foolishness. And any reporters that expose them or actually show the criminality they're engaged in, you just kill them. And that's the future we leave our children. Not a very good society, not a very good future, my friends. We're going to go to your phone calls here. I'm going to move to a bunch of them, so have your question and comment ready. I want to try to take a lot of calls. When you hear somebody hang up, that'll be your chance to get involved on air. 800-259-9231. Very interesting movie star that I'm a big fan of. I've talked about that some before. Ran into some of my people in California while they were out there last week. And is actually shooting a movie right now in another country and is in character and doesn't ever do interviews when he's in character, but said he'd like to come on today. We kind of got back with him late just because they're in a country where the time zone is earlier than us. It's later there. So they'll either be on today or tomorrow because they said that they would like to come on. They like to come on the broadcast. We have some very interesting questions here that I sent them. They said, well, what type of questions would you ask me if I came on? And we sent these. And they said, oh, I like those questions. I think those are interesting. So obviously, it's not even that big of a deal to get a big movie star on the show. I like doing that when they talk about political things especially. But it's then wondering if you're going to get them. It's almost like having a big, beautiful fish right up to the boat, and you're wondering if you're going to get it into the boat. So it's right there at the side of the boat, and we'll see what happens coming up. And plus, then I have another guest that was already set in the next hour, a Second Amendment advocate, really cool guy here in Austin. And so I don't like having to move him around and have him waiting. So we'll see what happens. A lot coming up here today on the broadcast. Now, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you about some of the sponsors that make the broadcast possible and that just have amazing products. We only carry what we believe in. InfidelBodyArmor.com has a huge line of products, and their body armor is superior. Most Chromatic only stops 6 rounds. Their system can stop hundreds of AK-47, M4, 30-06, 308, and more. Related to Level 3 body armor, they've got it all. Fits medium to XXL, 888-608-6605. InfidelBodyArmor.com, 888-608-6605. And supporting our sponsors supports the broadcast, either full catalog online, or you can also call them and have them mail you one for InfidelBodyArmor.com. Also, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That is where you will find all of the specials. And I don't have a phone number in this folder, so maybe we'll put efoodsdirect.com/Alex up on screen. I'll give the number up that way. Again, ladies and gentlemen, efoodsdirect.com/Alex, or you can simply give them a call toll-free, 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. They've got a lot of specials going up there at efoodsdirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633. And then in closing here with the plugs, the new film, State of Mind. I'm in it. It's excellent. Exposes the history, the present, and the future of mind control. It'll really wake up sheeple that there is a war on for their mind, and knowing is half the battle. That's not a G.I. Joe saying. That's an old military U.S. Army saying. And then you can get the American Dream film on the Federal Reserve. It's very powerful. It exposes the Rothschilds and Rockefellers free when you get this film on DVD or Blu-ray. Are we controlled? To what extent and by whom? And what does it mean for humanity's future? State of Mind, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Okay, let's go ahead and go to Rod in France. You're on the air, Rod.
Hello, Alex. So good to talk to you again. Wanted to ask you your opinion on the elections that will be coming up. As you know, there will not be an incumbent for the presidency. And it's, I don't know what you think, but it's, for me, it's looking like Rand Paul is going to be a serious candidate if he decides to run. And I was wondering, I had heard you mention something about the electronic voting and maybe, you know, the globalists have their hands in that, possibly. And if it came down to the wire and Rand Paul, hypothetically, if Rand Paul was in the running for the presidency, and it was close. And do you think that they could play around with the electronic voting, and if he did make it in, do you think that it's possible that someone would try to take him out because he doesn't have a globalist agenda?
Well, just to be clear, and I appreciate your call, it's a great question. Just to be clear, we get 60% turnouts, or close to it, like 57% is the average, I think, last four elections. I saw that a few months back in the newspaper, but it's around 60% turnout in national presidential elections, and about 45-50% off year elections. And then on average, you get about 8% turnout locally in the country. Travis County happens to be right at the national average, I think 8.4% last time I saw the numbers where I live. And in places like Travis County, I've been to the election board at the state. They've certified election fraud, but they still rubber stamp it. There is no voting in Austin. And that's why it's so fraudulent and socialist and communist and globalist and insiders robbing everybody and taking people's private property and out-of-control zoning boards and just hell on earth. Because they have been proven over and over again to steal elections. They've had county commissioner elections where somebody's 20-something points ahead, and then the county commissioner, who's friends with the county clerk, this is in the paper, throws fits and collapses, and then the county clerk says, "It's okay, hon, I'll make it better," and then suddenly they win. I mean, it's just, they don't even hide it. It's kind of like, you know, the CIA publicly brings in the drugs, or they publicly killed Pat Tillman, and it comes out, and they don't get in trouble. I mean, it is just lawless evil. 35-40% of the country's got certified fraud systems in. And if you're voting the way they want, they'll let you actually have it. They've been caught all over the country, diebold all of them. They have pre-programmed algorithms. They have live feeds in the programs to go in, change the votes, and then have it covered up for them. And that's on record. That's been testified in Florida legislature, Ohio, Texas. It's well known. Just like it's well known the NSA spies on you without warrants. Just like it's well known they put cancer viruses in all the major vaccines. Just like it's well known sodium fluoride lowers your IQ around 20 points, gives you a 7-fold increase in bone cancer. I keep going for a couple hours. It's just all well known. It's well known to people that know how to tie their shoelaces. And so if from the experts we've talked to, like Bev Harris and many others, I knew the Collier brothers before they died and their daughter and all of them, who first really exposed it 30, 40 years ago, they have trouble fixing big, massive landslides. But they can still do that. So that's why they're so arrogant. That's why they pass the NDAA and say, "We'll kill you if we want." That's why they run the narcotics. That's why they take over 1 million kids every year. Why state and federal courts are ruling they can take your kids for no reason. That was in the news yesterday. This is how tyranny works. They've got a group, an army of criminals, an army of scum, an army of control freaks who will do whatever they're told, or they'll be replaced, and they're marching against us, and they're stealing and robbing and destroying everything. And they will accelerate it until everything is destroyed and sewage is running down the streets, and you are completely poor. They will destroy health care. They will destroy our borders. They will rob everything. It's what they do, unless we stand up to them. And just basically, we've eaten poison. We're going to get very sick if we don't vomit the poison out. And we may not make it even if we were to vomit it all out now. So much of it's in the bloodstream. And this is how society dies. And people want to die. And in a way, we've killed 53 million babies in America and say they're not humans. Well, you're not human either. And you let them go kill Iraqis and take everything they've got, so the bankers will take everything you got. That's how it works. It's a spiritual law of the universe. It's a law of quantum mechanics. It's a law of physics. That what comes around goes around. That's why you have empathy. I don't need to cold-bloodedly say I'm against killing Iraqis, you know, over 1 million of them, just so globalists make money, because it'll come back on me. I have empathy. I'm hardwired to not like it. In my gut, in my spirit. But that hardwiring is also there as a survival mechanism. And people think not caring is tough. They're going to find out. No one is immune. No one is immune. Everyone will drink from this cup. And there's not going to be a big fake rapture. The Bible doesn't say that up front to get us out of all this. We're going to go through it. So I hope everybody gets that through their heads. Okay? You want Excitement, folks, you're going to get it. But people are so brainwashed, they won't even know. People think they're bored. You're bored? You're living in the middle of a science fiction movie. They're blowing up Rolling Stones reporters on the streets of L.A. in car bombs. They burn down police officers in cabins. Who knows if Dorner even did what they said? And then say, we burned him up, but we didn't burn him up. They just do whatever they want. Let's go to, I don't know about Rand Paul. Rand Paul's good because he puts out liberty-based ideas and criticizes tyranny. Scott in Vermont, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Yeah, you won't see, I don't think you'll see Matt Taibbi of Rolling Stone talking about conspiracies regarding Hastings. But anyways, I want to bring up...
Because everybody knows the U.S. government doesn't kill anybody.
I want to bring up General Ben Parton. He was so great on the Oklahoma bombing years ago, exposing the truth about that. He's a bomb expert, and Flight 800. But the thing is, he's on the film A Noble Lie, which is great. I don't know if you've had him on your show, but and you've probably been asked this before. I've been meaning to ask you.
I've had Parton on many times. Get Ben Parton on. If you guys don't have his number in the computer, he's been on 20 times over the years. Hadn't been on in about 5 years. Former head of Air Force Weapons Development, former head of HARP. I want him on, and you can call the Noble Lie guys to get his number if you don't have it.
Yeah, Alex, he designed the very missile that he said, the continuous rod warhead missile that he says took down Flight 800.
No, I know. They had, and reporters heard him. They broke in, got the samples. It was U.S. government explosive using that missile, so they arrested them. And where was the media when that happened? No, they blew that up because it was full of Egyptian military officers.
Why has he never talked about 9/11?
You know, I talked to him after 9/11, and he just said, I'm not going there.
Going there, huh? Well, maybe sometime before he, worried about it, but I wish he would. But, you know, the media said yesterday that conspiracy, you know, they brought out this new story about these researchers on the original investigators now coming out, now that they're retired, got their pensions, coming out and saying that there was a cover-up. They said, you know, conspiracy theorists have long thought there was a sinister a plot there. No, we were talking about, they were talking about an accident, and the Navy, and it's come out, from people that were on the inside and told their family. I know somebody who knows somebody.
Yeah, it wasn't an accident. They routed the aircraft over the drill to get rid of the Egyptians. They blew it up. It had a bunch of other military officers on it as well.
Boy, and all those kids.
They blow up aircraft full of military all the time. And all I don't know why these governments fly a bunch of top generals together on the same aircraft.
School in Pennsylvania that were learning French and going over to France there, they died too. Well, that's too bad, Alex, but we got to expose that and everything else too, and don't worry about them calling us conspiracy theorists or whatever, because a lot of it's true.
Notice this is all coming out now, though. All these scandals that were already there, you know, it's not that Snowden isn't a hero, and I think he's a real person. It's that they knew months before, and Washington Post and Guardian were sitting on it. And then they got the green light to go with it because Benghazi will bring them down. They had two drones and other aircraft with high-def video of the six-plus-hour stand-down, and they had those people murdered using the al-Qaeda security force over Benghazi. And this wakes up the mafia. Who themselves are, I mean, these guys sit around. I have sat around with old Army black ops operators and people, and they're all the same. They've got literal paintings of, you know, Western characters on the wall. They read Louis L'Amour books. John Wayne's on the wall. And they just absolutely think we're America, we're the tough guys, we kill everybody, and we use evil tactics because we're protecting the good. And this whole thing of publicly running al-Qaeda has really freaked the military out. I mean, like, it's like half the military, 40 to 50% now, of the non-commissioned officers and below are my listeners. That freaks out the system. To the point that they're saying the military is the enemy. And you've got all these guys that have done all this bad stuff, but they believe end justifies the means. They're now all getting it. Something like Benghazi could bring them down. Because their own hitmen, believe me, folks, the Army doesn't just go fight battles. They go around killing people 24/7 all over the world. And it's mainly the Army. That's why whenever Pacini comes in, he goes, the SEALs like to brag about what they do. That's kind of a public unit for PR for the Navy. The Army doesn't talk about what they do, and the Army doesn't like it being talked about either, Alex. Because it is. The Army is just, from my research, is just giant. Giant. I mean, just huge secret armies of hitmen and saboteurs and just everything else. It's just mind-blowing. And the Army's like, you sat there and killed all these people, and they all know, and hundreds of people were in Situation Rooms watching this. So Benghazi's what they're really afraid of, ladies and gentlemen. Benghazi is what they're afraid of. Because you've got all these guys that think they've done all this stuff for John Wayne and for to fight the commies and all this stuff. And now they see the country being destroyed, everything being devalued. They're being told they're the new enemy. Yeah, because they're done with you guys now. They're done. They're going to bring in the drones, the robots. They're going to bring in Interpol. They're going to bring in foreign hit teams now. They're done with you. Night of the Long Knives. And if you guys don't know what that is, you better look it up. They're done with you. You're the SA that helped bring Hitler to power, and now you're going to get knives shoved into your gullets. Okay? They're going to take you, and they're going to kill you, and they're going to poison you, and they're going to slit your throats, and they're going to kill you. Okay, so go ahead and go kill innocent people and bring drugs in and load little kids on C-130s. Just remember, you're all dead too. Okay? You're dead. We'll be right back with more phone calls. Stay with us.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. And weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. Get SimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Talk to him every day.
What do you mean I don't support your system? I go to court.
ladies and gentlemen, we are back live.
I don't pay my bills.
Butchering Dave Mustaine as we come in. Say hi to Dave and Pam. You know, when he comes to town with Iron Maiden, I'm going to go see that. People are so stupid, they think Iron Maiden's satanic. It's the opposite. That's why they like Dave to play with him, because he's Christian, too. And, of course, big draw with Gigantor. I was listening to 2 Minutes to Midnight, the anti-abortion song, driving into work this morning. That's very satanic. A lot of those bands they say are satanic are actually the opposite. They're trying to get you to look at what's going on, to be aware of it. The real devil comes disguised as an angel of light. By the way, Kurt Nimmo just posted some breaking news, and this is confirmed. Michael Hastings assassinated for work uncovering surveillance state. The journalist Michael Hastings, who died in what authorities have described as a high-speed car crash, was an active member of Project PM, a crowdsourcing research effort to expose government intelligence creators. Yeah, the big anonymous group has come out and said that they're going to investigate him being murdered, so Anonymous knows what's going on. And we've got that article up on Infowars.com. The login screen for Trapwire, software used for intelligence gathering on U.S. and global citizens, and made public in WikiLeaks data dump. And they've gone public with the fact that he was working on Trapwire with them. And he did have the FBI, quote, following him when his car blew up. Just how much more obvious does this get? And we told you they killed Pat Tillman. And it came out that old McChrystal was over that cover-up, and I'm sure over more than that. And it did turn out he was murdered. And who did Michael Hastings burn? McChrystal, the head of Army Special Operations. That's as gangster as it gets. By the way, we have another former head of Special Operations who said he wanted to come on the show, and I just got so busy I never even called him up. That's how pathetic I am. And a lot of security concerns, though, that the person has to go through every day. I mean, these guys are living in prisons, basically. What a horrible world. I mean, the most insecure thing you could ever be part of is a tyranny. We've taken a free, open society that wasn't perfect, but that was not one-tenth as corrupt, and we have just absolutely burned up our republic. We have pitted it out. We have wrecked it. And what is the establishment doing? They're accelerating down the black hole. I've studied history, folks. I mean, the road we're going down is horrible. Horrible. It will destroy productivity. It will destroy our society. And it's going the way it always does. It's accelerating now. Like, you've seen the corruption in the last 50 years intensify. It's going to get more corrupt in the next 5 than it has the last 50. Then it'll get corrupt in the next year after that than in the previous 5. It's like a singularity of evil, a singularity of just orgies of corruption as psychopaths try to get caught and just act out and dominate more and more. This is the criminology. This is the psychology of them. They will destroy themselves because even though they're evil and corrupt, their subconscious mind and their human hardwiring wants them to be destroyed. And they're going to destroy themselves with us right along with them. Not a very pretty picture, my friends. Not a pretty train we're on. We need to get off the train right now. We need to turn this around right now as fast as we can. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.